ABC Radio Australia.
No Pacific island has felt the effects of climate change more keenly than Hawaii in recent years, after a series of wildfires broke out in early August of 2023. The wind-driven fires killed more than 100 people and caused widespread devastation, predominantly on the island of Maui. Despite the damage, securing funding to protect against these events has become even harder under U.S. President Donald Trump, whose skepticism for climate change is well known. But a new tourist tax set to be imposed in 2026 will help culminate that, with Hawaii's Governor Josh Green telling Carl Evans the levy paid by visitors will allow the state to defend against natural disasters without federal support.
I actually proposed this when I first became governor and President Biden was still president. So we came into office in 2022, my team and I, and I proposed it right then, actually even before the fire. So we felt, after many years as a senator and a representative, I felt that we needed to have this kind of capacity. We usually don't have enough money to help our Department of Land and Natural Resources. We've always been underfunded. And climate change has only made things worse and more complicated and challenging for us as state governors. So I knew it was the right thing to do. It took a couple years to convince my legislature to pass it. And then the wildfire kind of sealed the deal because they saw how truly impactful climate change was. Now, of course, with the current administration making some cuts to environmental protection and, kind of leaning into fossil fuels more, we're mindful that the impact of climate change could be greater.
Yeah, I've spoken to representatives in other U.S. territories, such as Guam, who I guess expressed a similar sentiment in the sense that since Trump came to power, climate change is no longer an approved language. And if you want to secure funding for climate resilience, you sort of got to go about it in other ways, I guess. And is that something that you have found as well?
I'd say that's fairly accurate. I think I have had conversations, directly with cabinet level members and, direct supporters and top officials with the president's team. And they, they've said that they'll work on projects with us, but climate related projects are not really their focus. So I'm balancing what I do with what the federal government's, ideology is. And that way I keep my state healthy, and there's room to, there's room for the state governments to complement what the federal government does. Obviously, I have some differences of opinion with the administration on, say, taxes or immigration, but I do agree in some cases that, we have to, kind of come together and work together. And this was my way to show that we could step up.
Now, let's talk about the tax. I know it's going to apply to hotels, short-term rentals, cruise ships. So how much more will tourists expect to pay?
It'll be very negligible. So let's say someone was planning a significant trip and they were going to spend $4,000 here. They would pay $30 more. So it's way less than even one day of a fee that you might pay at a hotel for parking. It's very minimal, but when you have 10 million people coming and you have 0.75% added, like less than 1% just on those bills that are hotels, short-term rentals, and cruise stays when people are in port, people are barely going to notice it, but it adds up for us. And also, for every $5 million that comes in that I, use to generate bonds, which we pay, I can have $100 million in projects. And so for each, $400 a person spends, they'll pay an extra $3. And their dollars will go directly to making the experience even better, because they'll see that the beach is going to be restored in lots of places where there's been erosion, or we'll be able to put up better trails that have been windblown because of, heavy storms, things like that.
Are there any particular big projects that you're working towards, which you hope this money will fund?
Yes, we definitely want to fund all of the necessary protections against wildfires and hurricanes. That's a big deal for us, just to be very safe. So that's a large part of it. We've already established a new department run by a fire marshal, so it's very helpful for us. I mentioned earlier that we have to make sure, as we have a lot more people here, that waste that runs off into the ocean doesn't affect, you know, the reef and doesn't affect the beaches. And so we're in the process, a long process over the next 20 plus years to remediate those challenges. That takes a lot of money, you'd be surprised. So that's going to be helpful. But there's also a lot of nonprofits that are going to be doing work, like, for instance, planting native species of plants, which helps with runoff. It protects our water and it helps us to build housing because we need to keep that water here. It helps us to have hotels because we need the water for the hotels. So there are a lot of projects that normally it was difficult to get a legislator to fund. Having been a member of the House and the Senate over the years, I know that. So people will really be helping us.
Do you think this policy or policies like this is something that could be implemented by other U.S. territories like Guam or even the COFA states?
It won't surprise me if this does catch on because you see what's happening when hurricanes or floods hit different, you know, states. They just don't have enough resources to recover. And it's going to be difficult in the current administration to get enough resources from FEMA or out of the Congress just because there's a little bit of tension, if I can be nice about it.
What's it like being a Democratic governor with, you know, under a Republican administration?
Well, a lot of people think of me as a physician governor under Trump or under Biden. I've tended to demur the, you know, the political labels just because it gets everyone into hot water. But it's okay, you know. I have a job to do. I just pretty much care for my constituents like I'm their doctor, and we get along fine. I have had some interesting encounters with the president. He did share with me that as long as I didn't call him out by name, we'd be okay. And I do speak up, you know, about some of his cabinet members because I have concerns about what the Department of Health and Human Services is doing on vaccinations. I was working side by side with Australian doctors and nurses when there was the outbreak of measles in the region. You know, I personally went as part of a medical mission. So I'm just going to speak up.
Hawaii's Governor Josh Green speaking with Kyle Evans.